COVID-19 and the college chaos.
Chaos in classes, chaos in housing, so much chaos. And this is
Chick to Chick. Carrie, there is so much chaos out there because of COVID-19 and colleges. Now, here we are. We're at the end of the spring semester. Most kids are done with their classes. We already know that for the most part over the summer, most colleges are going to conduct classes online. But fall, that is the big unanswered question, the big question mark here. What's going to happen? I know from our perspective, my son, I don't know yet. His college has not made a decision as to what's going to be happening in the fall. What about with you guys?
Yeah, we're in the same boat. Of course, Sam already graduated from Penn State, but we still have Peyton there. And they tell us it's going to be about June 15th that they're going to let everybody know what's going on. So we're in limbo for a while as well.
Yeah, and I think they really need to do something because, you know, the kids, we were paying tuition for the kids to be in class. Now everybody's taking their classes online. Now, I can say from my own personal experience here, my son went virtual long before COVID-19. He decided last fall that he wanted to do all of his classes online, and it was online education. Now, we knew this. We knew up front that the tuition was the same, whether he was on campus or whether he was going to take his classes online. We knew that. But this is now different here. This is completely different. If they go to only online learning in the fall, how can, say, a college in Colorado charge a Pennsylvania student out-of-state tuition when you're saying to that student, you've got to take your classes online? How can you do that?
Yeah, I don't get that either. With Penn State, they have World Campus. So my daughter did World Campus at one point, which is the virtual learning process, and that was fine. She was also then in sciences. So for her last semester here, she's taking labs online and being charged the same amount. Now think about that.
Yeah.
So we were paying a fee that would require her to go into a lab, you know, all of the equipment involved in the lab, all of those types of things. Now it's virtual and it's here, watch this lab being done, do a lab report on it. And we've paid the same amount for half of that semester. And that's going to be moving forward for all the other students who are science majors or other majors that require a lab. So, you know, my concern would be, A, how do you even meet the need of the student in that classroom setting virtually with that? And then how on earth are you possibly going to charge them the same fee? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. When you're not giving the child a choice and you're saying, this is the way it is, it's online, how can you charge them that same fee when they're in the classroom? Now, there is a college that, that college will remain nameless. They're talking about doing one of three things in the fall. They're going to say to the students, you can come back to campus, you can take your classes online, or you can do hybrid education where you come back, you're on campus, you'll take some of your classes you know, in person, and some of them, if you choose to, you can take them online. And I think the reason that they're doing that is that they can continue to charge out-of-state students the out-of-state rate because they're going to say, hey, we offered you that opportunity to come back on campus. You're the one who decided to stay home. I think that's a little sneaky.
Okay, so along that same line of thought, so here's the question that a lot of parents have been posing in this. Think about this with incoming freshmen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pay for that university incoming freshmen fees, whatever that is for their classes, and not do through a community college or something that's going to be less to get a bunch of those out of the way. The chatter is, well, if you've already committed to going to that school, right, and they've accepted you, then the likelihood of you getting back in, if you remove yourself, likelihood of you getting back in is not good. This is what I'm hearing. I'm like, that's terrible because that's a financial decision a family needs to make and a smart decision at that. And you're going to basically, you know, not allow them to come back to the school they got into. I hope that's not the case, but my goodness, some of the chatter going on out there.
Well, so that's one issue that we're facing in the fall. The other issue is it's sort of started before and it's going to continue into the fall. Now, I think that most colleges and universities did the right thing over the spring semester and they refunded parents room and board because of COVID-19. But then there are people like the two of us that our kids are in apartments and our kids had to leave, but we had to keep paying rent. We had to keep paying utilities. We're locked into these leases. There's no relief. And then what about like your situation? You've already signed a lease for the fall. What if Penn State doesn't resume classes? And something's got to give here. We can't keep paying all this money for no reason.
Well, you listen to our state governor and talk about rent is due. Yeah, I get that. I get that for the families, the people who still have to pay their rent, their mortgages, all of that. But for those of us who are not just paying our own rent and mortgage, but then paying for another place for our child, if they're not working or their what their work life was like has been completely, shattered and they're not making as much money, how can you ask them to keep paying all of that? It's so difficult. With the daughter that graduated, we had a leasing company that worked with everyone and said, hey, you could do an early buyout. That way you're going to get 25% less of what you were paying, or you could still pay monthly and we'll reduce it by X amount. They were working with us on that. The one where the other daughter is going to continue to stay, he basically said, all right, you've paid up through May now. I'm not going to charge you June and July, and we'll re-enter this conversation for August. So individually, I think, people are finding a little success with landlords, but I also have heard a lot of horror stories where people are like, nope, sorry, we still have to pay our bills too. And that is just so unfortunate.
It really is because, as you pointed out, if you're living in your home, you've got to pay your mortgage. If you're living in your apartment, you have to pay the rent. But this is a different situation. The kids aren't even there. They're not there. They're not physically there. And, I get it. We signed this lease. You're locked into it now. But in the fall, for all of those families who've already signed leases, and then if the college turns around and says, oh, the classes are going to be online, there has to be some relief here. Somebody has to do something. We posed this very question to the state attorney general and said, what are you going to do? Are you going to do anything? And he basically said, yeah, it's an issue. We're working on it. We've had a lot of complaints from parents from Penn State, Pitt, whatnot. We're working on it. I hope they do work on it. And I hope they do something about this because it's just not fair.
If they could figure out a way to work with parents on these things, I would have far more respect and appreciation for that. But just saying, sorry, you owe us, it's just not fair.
And on one final note, we want to remind everybody, kids, there's been a big, big drop in the number of FAFSA applications. This is the federal free financial, the application to get FAFSA money. And because of COVID-19 and because, our attention has been scattered elsewhere, there's been a big decline in applications. So just a reminder, you could be eligible for financial aid for your education. So make sure you fill the FAFSA out. So the bottom line here, Carrie, is we shall see what happens in the fall.
We shall see is right. That's just the running theme of everything that's been going on.
Yeah.
Since the middle of March is we shall see, but I know that we have a voice. And so we should stay after our representatives and we should stay after our universities and we should continue the conversation with them and stay engaged, because if we don't raise our voices then, and we're not heard, then you know what? We can't say much about it if we didn't try to affect some change.
Well, we are trying to affect change here and we are so glad that you listen in. And just a reminder, we are all over social media and we want to hear from you. What do you want to hear us chirp about? You can drop us a line on any of our social media platforms or Carrie.
Yeah, you can go over to chicktochick.com, go to contact, and then just fill out a message and send it to the chicks because we want to hear what you want to hear from us.
Yep, we'd love to hear from you. And until next time, we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.